In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, what do you call someone who believes their own lies? Now, I imagine that there is a fancy medical or psychological term for that, but the scriptures will not allow for us to make it about them. The scriptures make that about us. Because the answer that the scripture gives us is that we are all tempted, prone to, at times, deceive ourselves. Our epistle speaks of our sinful nature, which still clings so close to us as being corrupt through deceitful desires. We speak every Sunday morning, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Psalm 16 says, I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. We lie. And we can begin to believe those lies which we tell others and we tell ourselves. Moreover, we are lied to. Let us ever walk with Jesus, follow his example pure through a world which would deceive us, and to sin our souls allure. We are lied to by the world. And we can begin to believe those lies, especially if the world preaches to us a sermon that we like to hear. If it allows us to do the things we want to do and say the things we want to say and think the things that we want to say. If the Christian's creed is to turn in faith to God and say, I believe in God, then the world's creed is to turn in on themselves and say, I believe what I want to believe. Dear saints, today, your Jesus walks with you. And he gives you again something absolutely amazing. He gives you his spirit to believe the truth. The truth about yourself, the truth about him, the truth about the world which would deceive us and to sin your soul's allure. And it is all centered around today. It is all centered around today. These most truthful words from Matthew chapter 9, our gospel lesson. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven. That is the most true words that you can hear in all of your life. The text says Jesus saw their faith. They believed in the way and the truth and the life. They believed in the truth. They believed in Jesus. So much so that St. Mark reports that they were all trying to get into this house that Jesus was preaching in. And the house was absolutely packed. Person by person by person, it was absolutely packed that they couldn't even get in the door. They had picked up their friend who was paralyzed. They had brought him to the truth. And they were trying to get into the door and they couldn't get in. It was too full. So they climb up on top of the house and they get on the roof and they open the roof and they let their friend down on the mat who's paralyzed, all so that he could hear from Jesus who is the truth. And Jesus says, take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven. That is the most important truth that I can speak to you today. It was the most important truth. A man who was paralyzed needed to hear. He couldn't move his arms and leg. He couldn't feed himself. He couldn't clean himself. He couldn't do anything for himself. And that was the most important thing that the God who can raise the dead and make the paralyzed walk can say to this man. And it is the most important thing that you can say to me. Take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven. And if that is the most important thing that Jesus wants to speak to us today, the most true thing that Jesus wants to say to us today, then let us say, I believe it. Because faith and truth go together. That when you believe in something that God's word warns you against, then you are believing in lies. Or when you believe in promises that God has not given in his word, then you are believing in lies. And on the other hand, when God commands you something and you don't think it's good, or when God promises you something and you don't think it's the most important thing to believe, then you are calling God a liar. Luther once preached to fellow Christians. He said, we do not lack for the word. God's grace has given us the word pure and unadulterated. But what we are lacking in is faith. What we are lacking in is faith. And did you notice that the highlighted reaction? Now, the highlighted reaction for the beginning of the text was the faith of the friends who brought the paralyzed man to Jesus. And then Jesus says the word of truth, but the highlighted reaction from the text, after Jesus says those words, take heart, my sons, your sin forgiven, is to not believe it. Behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man is blaspheming. This man is lying. This man is not telling the truth. This man is lying, and moreover, he is lying in God's name. He is blaspheming. Faith and God's word go together. And dear saints, you have God's word, and you have it abundantly. You have it today. You have sung it, and you have prayed it, and you have heard it, and you are hearing it right now. And you receive the body and the blood of Jesus, and you will be blessed by it. God's word is so accessible to you. It's accessible to you today. It's accessible to you later today. It's accessible to you tomorrow. It is everywhere. We have phones in which we can carry God's word around with us everywhere we carry. It is so accessible. We are not lacking in God's word, but Luther could preach to us the same thing. What we are lacking in is faith that believes it, that says amen to it, that says thank be to God, this is true to it, that says God has spoken, let the church say amen to it. God help us. Rejoice in his word. We have it abundantly. God help us believe it. God help you believe this one truth today. Take heart, my son, my son, my son, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, take heart. Your sins are forgiven. Why are you so troubled? Your sins are forgiven. Why are you so afraid? Your sins are forgiven. How could you possibly think that God doesn't care about you as you suffer? Your sins are forgiven. How could you possibly think that you and your family and your church are too little for God? Your sins are forgiven. How could you possibly think your sinful flesh and the world is more true than God and his word of truth? Your sins are forgiven. Why do you still think evil of your hearts? Your sins are forgiven. This truth brings to you the wonderful promise that God, who loves you, your maker and your judge, also sees you as pure and holy and blameless, that you are a child of the Heavenly Father and a brother and a sister in Christ that you are in, that you are in the family of God. This word of truth rings to you in a tough world that deceives you and lies to you and says, take heart. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. For in the world you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. This word of truth is that suffering here is not a sign that God is mad at you. He is not. Your God is not mad at you, no matter how tough it gets in here and out there. Take heart, my children, your sins are forgiven. That these words were bought and paid for you by our Jesus, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, died, and was buried, reminds you that suffering, his suffering and your suffering, has a greater purpose than you could ever imagine. So when you suffer, suffer well, believing in God and loving your neighbor. Being ready in body and soul, as our collect prayed, to cheerfully accomplish whatever God would have us do. The text goes on. They think evil in their thoughts. They call Jesus a liar. They think he is blaspheming. Verse 4, Jesus knows their thoughts. He says, why do you think evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He then said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your mat, and go home. And he rose, and he went home. And when the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. That before our Lord gives the man who was paralyzed the word, rise, take up your mat, and go home, he gave the paralyzed soul, and worse than that, a soul that was dead in trespasses and sins in which he once walked, he gave to that soul life, forgiveness. For where there is forgiveness, there is life and there is salvation. He gave to that man's soul the word, rise and walk and go home, before he gave to that man his body that could rise and walk and go home. So the Lord help us walk in his ways. Luther says it this way. He says these words by saying, God is not angry at you, so don't you be angry at God. God is not angry at you, so you don't be angry at God. That is, everything that God says, trust it, that it is ultimately good. That if he tells you something you don't want to do, like forgive your brother, go to your brother, be reconciled to your sister, if he tells you honor your father and mother, if he tells you honor those in authority when those in authority are hard to honor, if he tells you to keep loving when it is hard to love and keep serving when it is hard to serve and to keep praying when the devil doesn't want you to do it and keep coming to church and keep receiving the body and the blood of Jesus, that you know that these are always for your good, your sins are forgiven, God is not mad at you, so when he tells you to do things, don't be angry at him too. Instead, as Mrs. Anthony read, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and put on the new self, created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So what do you call a person who believes God's word of truth? Well, that would be you, too. You are baptized. You are here. You say amen to God's word. Dear saints, you believe it. God, help us believe and strengthen us against unbelief. In Jesus' name, amen.